Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The most recent detection of a CWD wild deer in Oneida County and another deer at the Lincoln-Oneida County line weeks before has prompted Governor Walker to hint at a more aggressive effort to combat a disease that some say is difficult to stop. Stopping in Rhinelander Monday, Governor Walker told reporters he and DNR Secretary Dan Meyer will be offering more ideas at the upcoming Wisconsin Conservation Congress meeting.
Sometime within the next week or so before the Conservation Congress, Secretary Meyer and I are going to be rolling out some details of, we think there's more aggressive steps that we need to take going forward just because of some of the recent findings across the state. So we're going to be rolling out before the Conservation Congress next Friday much more aggressive moves when it comes to chronic wasting disease.
Wednesday, Walker proposed enhanced fencing at deer farms requiring either a second 8-foot-high fence, an electric fence, or an impermeable physical barrier, controlling the movement of potentially infected deer through the creation of a new rule banning the movement of live deer from deer farms in CWD-affected counties, and tasking the DNR to create emergency and permanent rules banning the movement of deer carcasses from CWD-affected counties. Under the proposed rule, hunters can still quarter the deer within the county it was harvested and then take the meat anywhere in the state, but no portion of the spinal cord may be attached or moved. And interest is high for two charter schools opening this fall in Minocqua for students on the autism spectrum. They have more applicants than available slots at one of the charters. Lakeland Star School will serve 7th and 8th graders from the four area elementary schools, and Lakeland Star Academy will serve 9th through 12th grade students at the high school level. Lakeland Union High School Principal District Administrator Jim Boucher explained the initial contracts were for 8 students. He says after that, the school board and charter governance board agreed to 10.
My understanding is that there are 7 applications for the middle school, and there are 15 for the high school. And to avoid having a lottery, the governance board has asked to have the contractual number of 10 moved to 15, but that has to be agreed upon by our board.
The Lakeland Union High School Board has the proposal. District Administrator Jim Ellis of Minocqua Hazelhurst Lake Tomahawk Elementary gave a brief update of all the school boards at that meeting Monday about the charter school's progress.
The Governance Council is composed of 15 individuals. Every school district is represented. We have been meeting twice, if not 3 times a month, for the last 8 months. I'm very passionate. I think we were able to get some things done down at Madison. So if a student attends Lakeland Star School, they get automatically can go into the Lakeland Star Academy. We had to do that because we're separate districts. We're not a K-12 district.
Ellis said the open house was successful. He says they're basing it off the Lions Gate in Minneapolis, which is a 7th through 12th grade model. And the organizers of the Wolfman Triathlon in Langlade County are hoping there is more public input on a proposal to build an ATV bridge over the Wolf River that could affect the event. The triathlon is in its 24th year and is a major event in eastern Langlade County. A White Lake ATV club wants to build a new bridge to use the Highway 64 bridge as a river crossing over the upper Wolf River and connect to other ATV trails. They want to use the DNR station in Langlade as part of the ATV trail. Karen McCabe is the director of the triathlon and says they have concerns about the impacts this development would have on them and others.
This is actually one of our major transition areas for the triathlon. So that in itself makes it a little bit precarious for us just because we don't know specifically how the bridge and the ATV use is actually going to impact not only that said area, but our triathlon as well.
McCabe says they have participants practicing throughout the season in the landing area, and silent sports types use the area all year round. She says during the annual triathlon, they fill the DNR parking lot with more than 300 bicycles. McCabe says there's still time to discuss the bridge with Langlade County, the ATV clubs, and the DNR.
That there was a lack of available information regarding the proposal, and then sufficient time given to area residents as well as other user groups to weigh in on the project, as well as any alternative routes to alleviate the ATV bridge at the Langlade DNR station. We had brought to the county board a proposed alternate route. However, that was not even considered.
McCabe says there is another ATV bridge in the County Highway A area near Pearson. Langlade County Administrator Eric Rantala says they've submitted grant requests to the DNR to consider. He says the request is in the $400,000 range, including the ATV bridge. He says they think they will hear back from the state sometime in August. The forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 69. Thursday night, a 50% chance of showers. Friday, sunny, high near 71. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.